This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Colorado Democratic Representative Brittany Pedersen says she's stunned that President Trump called off signing a housing reform package yesterday. The bill passed both chambers with overwhelming support this week. And Pedersen notes Congress hasn't made housing investments like this in almost 30 years.
It does address streamlining and reducing the costs, trying to create regulations that reduce barriers, increasing incentives to build homes, and it also, one of the most important pieces, is making sure that private equity can't come and buy up our single-family homes.
President Trump says for him to sign the bill, Congress must first pass an election bill, which Democrats oppose. U.S. Forest Service employees were in Washington, D.C. to urge Congress to fight the Trump administration's proposed reorganization. The firefighters, researchers, and union representatives argue that the move will weaken the agency. Buzz Heddick from Montana says the reorganization has led to the closure of his research lab.
If we want to continue to have really good management of our forests and rangelands, this has to continue. This data cannot be lost, and once it's lost, it's going to be pretty much gone forever.
The USDA has defended the reorganization, saying it will simplify the chain of command and strengthen local partnership. As part of the reorg, Fort Collins is one of six towns that will host a Forest Service Operational Service Center. In Colorado's primary election, unaffiliated voters are returning ballots for the Democratic primary at twice the rate as for the Republican primary. Overall, a little more than 500,000 ballots have been returned. Ballots must be received by 7 p.m. on Tuesday. This is CPR News.